You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A possible countywide sales tax will be the topic of discussion at the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors meeting tonight. County Exec Gordon Hintz will make a presentation on the pros and cons of a sales tax.
We're one of two counties without the local option tax. You know, there are a number of reasons, pro and con, to consider it. But our property taxpayers subsidize services for non-residents who come here. So when we host EAA or Life Fest, the county provides services, but our taxpayers pay for it.
Later, a resolution is on the agenda to direct county staff to draft an ordinance that would establish a sales tax with 30% revenue sharing with county municipalities. If the resolution to draft the ordinance passes, the earliest the county would vote on a proposed sales tax would be October. Although no action will be taken to establish a sales tax in Winnebago County tonight, Hintz expects there will be a lot of discussion on the matter.
I expect the deliberation on Tuesday following the presentation, probably on the resolution, some to be about the resolution, some to be about whether a sales tax is a good idea or not. Yeah, we'll have to see where it shakes out.
Hintz said if a half-cent sales tax is implemented in Winnebago County, estimates are that it would cost the average spender $100 per year or $8.33 a month. At the same time, it would result in approximately $240 in property tax relief for the median homeowner. Waukesha is the only other county in Wisconsin that does not have the county option sales tax. The Winnebago County Board of Supervisors meets tonight at 6. Gas prices are continuing the downward trend. Melissa Kay has more.
Gas prices fell 3.7 cents over the last week, landing at an average of 2.83. This is 10.8 cents lower than a month ago and more than 48 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy officials say some states have seen price cycling over the past week, with some Midwest states included. Ohio saw higher prices last week while Michigan dropped. Prices in those states could cycle back the other way, more in line with the national average, which has spent most of 2025 in the low $3 per gallon range. Non-cycling states will likely remain near current levels as we head toward Labor Day.
In Green Bay, prices for gas are down over 5 cents a gallon to 276. In Appleton and Oshkosh, the average is sitting at around 274 a gallon. The estate of a man who died by suicide while in the Calumet County Jail in 2019 takes the county to federal court. The lawsuit says the county was aware of Demetrius Stevenson's mental illness and suicidal thoughts, but did not act appropriately. The county has denied any responsibility for his death. The trial, which began Monday, is expected to last up to 7 days. A $750,000 cash bond was set Monday for 18-year-old Jigwemko Layton in connection with a homicide on a highway on-ramp in Ashwaubenon on Friday. Layton returns to court August 26th for formal charges. Monday, a 25-year-old woman was fined for abandoning a dog found dead and locked in a kennel in an empty Two Rivers apartment. Elizabeth Romlow pleaded no contest to 3 charges in the death of the dog. She was fined $250 for intentionally abandoning an animal and for failure to provide food and drink for an animal. If she does not commit any crimes for 3 years, and if she is not the primary caregiver for any animals during that time, the count of mistreatment of an animal will be dismissed. The criminal complaint said Ramlow told others she found a new home for the dog when she moved in with someone else in June of 2024. The dog's remains were found in mid-February of this year. The Wisconsin Bankers Association is joining the voices warning of an uptick in scams seeking to obtain personal information from residents. Scammers have been using a practice called phone number spoofing to make their calls appear to be from the actual bank when contacting a potential victim. Residents should avoid clicking any links that they are not expecting. And if they suspect that they're receiving a potential scam call, they should hang up and call the bank back directly. The American Red Cross responds to over 65,000 disasters every year across the country, including instances like recent flooding in Milwaukee and house fires. They're looking for new volunteers to step up to make a difference. Now, while volunteers of all types are needed, the most critical need is for the Disaster Action Team volunteers, who are trained to offer immediate relief, shelter, and compassion after home fires, floods, and other local and national emergencies. To volunteer, visit redcross.org/volunteer. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs scheduled to play two games again today. That's because they got rained out last night in Chicago. The Brewers winning game one yesterday, 7-0, thanks to home runs by Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. Have the Brewers made a statement? Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I think the message sent really is that, look, there's a big gap. They're ahead of us by a lot. It's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team, but there's a big gap, and we got room to make up. There's no question about it. Frankly, that makes it daunting. They've been good, man.
The Brewers now lead the Cubs by 9 games. NFL, despite heavy rains in Green Bay, the Packers held practice, and even though he had thumb surgery a week ago today, Jordan Love was at practice, at least for the first half.
He's doing his job, man. He's doing exactly what he is supposed to do, and being there for the team when he can, taking his mental reps if he's not on the field, and while he is on the field, doing what he's been doing.
That's Packers receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thriller fans will be happy to know that Glenn Close will play a deranged killer in the new show, Maude. According to Variety, the 8-time Oscar nominee, who famously played a killer in Fatal Attraction, will take on the title character, who is based on Maude Oldcastle, an elderly woman who's a bit nuts. The show is based on material from Swedish authors Nina and Moses Rain. The show will premiere on the UK's Channel 4. Filming is expected to start this year. Believe it or not, despite her 8 Oscar nominations, Glenn Close has never won. If you are looking for a new show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, here's one of Pete's picks. The show Alien Earth is really good. The show follows a spaceship that crashes into Earth, bringing aliens with it. There are too many storylines at play to talk about here, but I definitely recommend checking out the trailer or reading about it before you watch it. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. The sequel to the surprise hit Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, made a decent showing at the box office last weekend, but could not overtake the previous week's top 2 contenders. Box office smash Weapons, Zach Cregger's creepy follow-up to Barbarian, held on to the number 1 spot with ease and showed only a 44% drop from the opening weekend. Weapons pulled in $24.5 million in week 2 for a domestic total so far of $88 million. The film had a per-screen average of over $7,000. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, finished in second place for the second week in a row, also showing less than a 50% dip at the gate. Nobody 2, the only newcomer to crack the top 5, received positive reviews and a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but had a mediocre showing when it comes to numbers, but will probably be a big hit on streaming platforms. Rounding out the final 2 spots for the top 5 were Fantastic Four, First Steps, and The Bad Guys 2. Sydney Sweeney might have good genes, but they aren't enough to overcome a bad box office showing of her latest film, Americana, which tanked, pulling in only $500,000 on over 1,100 screens for an average of $455 per theater. The film reviewed fairly well, but was not enough to get people to the theaters to see what's being called a modern-day Western. I'm pretty sure her soap made more money last week. Maybe she can use some of it to wash away the stink of the performance of this film. Something tells me she'll be okay. In cheerleading news, yeah, I break all the big stories, the Dallas Cowboy squad is coming back. Netflix has announced there will be a season 3 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Netflix.com reports that season 2 was a top 10 hit on the streamer for English-speaking countries, because people who speak different languages would never understand what's going on given the complex narrative. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible at some point. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.